Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Deborah Fine's here. Deborah's a great member of our brain trust now. More than, golly, coming up on 12 years, a dozen years, Deborah Fine has been hanging out with us, and we couldn't do without her. She's a keynote speaker extraordinaire, one of the top communication experts in our brain trust, a best-selling author of books like The Fine Art of Small Talk, also Beyond Texting, The Fine Art of Face-to-Face Communication for Teenagers. Let's just call that millennials, but it says teenagers on the book. And she's our good friend. Deborah Fine, welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. So good to be here. Well, millennials are different than teenagers. Millennials would take a lot of offense to that, but that's not why I'm on your show today. I'm just glad to be with you, Jim.
We're glad
There's
you're here.
That makes me happier.
And I know you've got some laryngitis today. Folks, says her voice, which is always sexy, is a little sexier today. She's got that Kathleen Turner thing going on today, a little laryngitis. Yeah. But she promises me it doesn't hurt. So I'm glad
it
you're here.
It doesn't hurt at all. And maybe it's because it's, you know, oh, dark 30 where I am. How's that?
Deborah, thank you again for being here. Let's talk about so when I was part of corporate America, the Christmas party, we had back when I worked for a global company.
Right.
It was called You Bet Your Job Prom Night.
I like that, Jim. I heard you say that.
You Bet Your Job Prom Night. It was for many people, it was a career defining moment for them because many people came to the party with a job. But they left unemployed.
Well, I think that's a whole different topic. And what I mean by that is that's, you know, decide how much alcohol you are going to drink or not. Because I just think that this is an occasion, and that, you know, everybody has to decide for themselves to be the best they can possibly be at these parties. But your listeners are primarily small business owners, right? So a lot of us small business owners are either attending our clients' open houses, right?
Exactly.
Or holiday parties or dinners, or we host our own on occasion. And so, I mean, I think that we would never, you know, put our businesses at risk by doing anything like that. But on the other hand, I think what people do
I've seen people do it, though, Deborah. And you know what? You know what happens?
Jim, I know.
When I've seen it happen the worst is when they get tuned up before they even get to the party.
Holy mackerel, folks, don't do that.
I mean, why would... It's the stupidest thing, and it just stands out, and it upsets everybody, and there's nothing more obnoxious than a drunk at a party.
I couldn't agree more, but, you know, take it to another level. Like, somebody like, I do enjoy a cocktail, but I purposefully, when I'm hosting a dinner party for my clients at a restaurant and or on an occasion I will have mingling things, I usually do it in January, by the way, just to sort of go to other people's during this time of year because I want to stand out. But I pretend to drink, by the way. The reason I pretend to drink is because otherwise people just, aren't you going to have a drink?
I switch very quickly. And
well,
I mean,
you know what?
I mean hyper quickly to ginger ale.
Oh, right. Exactly, right? But the reason is because, you know, when I'm at home or I'm just with my husband or we go, then it's a whole different ballgame. But when you're representing business and you're your best interest, then how are you going to remember everybody's names? I mean, I go to functions where there's 30 people or 300 people, and if I even have one cocktail, I'm off my game. And I want to be able to remember your spouse's name, your everybody's
well,
name
see,
that
if
works
I,
for
I,
me.
At the most sober day in the world for me, I wouldn't remember all that stuff, but I would try. But I would at least remember seeing them. I don't forget faces. But the thing is you never know. In fact, I don't know that I've ever been to a party like that I didn't either make or solidify or improve a relationship with someone.
Exactly. And so the reason I want to be my best is not only just remembering names, and Jim, I don't buy that, by the way, that you don't remember anybody's name. So, and certainly just little things like I go through directories or rosters or guest lists just 5 minutes before I go, just to remind myself of who might be there.
That's like homework, though, Deborah. You would do that. You're such an engineer. You would do that. I'm not going to do homework before I go to a party.
Okay, well, Jim, the rest of us that are listening today, you know, we're not Jim Blasingame. We need to make the most of these opportunities. And, you know, how stupid is it when we do spend all that money to host a party and we don't put on our best show?
No, or the people
that work for us stand over in the corner and talk to each other rather than mingling with our guests. What about that, Jim?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
That's homework, too.
That's exactly right.
It's an investment. When people host these parties, it's an investment. Or just to go buy
and whatever is going on in your life that is up, has got you unhappy, got you upset, leave it at home.
Oh, that too.
Leave it at home.
Of course.
I'm sorry. Find a friend to talk about it some other time. But the party is not the time to do that.
Well, I agree with that. But also be prepared.
And if you can't handle your own emotions, stay home.
Well, I mean, that should always be in the workplace, don't you think, Jim?
Doesn't it upset you when people can't manage their own emotions?
Well, what bothers me is, you know, things that don't belong in a professional setting. Like, if I ask you how you are, please don't go on and on about your mother. I mean, no, I'm serious.
Right, no,
Jim.
I agree.
That has nothing to do with holiday parties.
Because it's happened. Or you know, hey, how are you doing? I didn't need to see your, didn't need to hear your health records, you know?
Exactly. And I think
I didn't really want to know how you're doing. It was just a figure of speech, right? It was just a greeting.
Well, that's the other problem that goes on is most of the time when we say, how's it going, or how's your day, or how's business, we only mean hello, right?
Speaking of my mother, she's gone now, but the last thing in the world you wanted to do to my mother was say, how are you?
Because she would tell you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, you bring your lunch, bring your toothbrush. You're going to be there for a while. But anyway, but I miss her. Well, so the part back to the party thing. Folks, just...
Yeah, what are we talking about today, Jim?
Just use your head and think about it and just remember this. You bet your job prom night. It's a career defining... It could be a career defining moment, whether you're a small business owner or an employee.
Well, also, let's say you hosted dinner for your 10 best clients with their spouses, or you have an open house at your company, or... Even if you're going to some networking, what about an association annual lunch? That's what's happening right now, right? The safety engineers of Maryland are having their annual holiday lunch.
That's a wacky party right there.
Okay, but it's happening, Jim.
Maybe you're not going, but I go
to those things. So
Deborah,
I need your
website, please.
Oh, it's deborafine.com, DEBRAFINE.com.
When we come back, will you help us understand how to do a better job of making small talk?
Thank you, Jim.
Everybody should just be like you, and they'd be fine.
Deborah
Fine, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back with me right after these messages. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.